Let's go to Chicago now, where Shaquille Brewster is standing by. You just spoke with Governor Pritzker, who seems to have been getting a lot of attention from the president over the past 24 hours. What did the governor tell you?
Yeah. Well, his main message, both in my conversation and right behind me, is that there is no emergency here in Chicago that would warrant the use of the National Guard. And I think there's a second point to that, is that if there is that justification used, there will be legal pushback that he will file. And that's part of what's going on behind me. You see, the governor just took the stage behind me. He has community leaders behind him, also the attorney general of Illinois. And then I also see the mayor of Chicago. It's a show of force, so to speak. But look at the backdrop to his remarks. It's downtown Chicago. The governor trying to make the picture and paint the picture that there is no act of rebellion here. There's no emergency here. In fact, to come to this press conference, he took a boat that passed right in front of Trump Tower along the river and then went on a walk through a Chicago neighborhood to get here. And I want you to listen to a little bit of our conversation. Could the National Guard in any way help continue that trend that we're seeing with crime numbers?
Look, remember that National Guard are trained extraordinarily well, I might add, to go to war. And they're terrific. I mean, these are the men and women who live in our state, our National Guard are. They are often police officers and first responders who also are National Guard, because remember, National Guard are part-time. So they do tremendous work, but we don't call them in unless there is truly an emergency. And there is not one. One of the reasons that we're standing right here is you can see that this city is actually operating extraordinarily well and in a much better position from a crime perspective than it was 4 years ago.